That's what I do appreciate about Jenny Rivera, bro, is that she was very comfortable in her skin, with herself. She led a fucking army of hoes out there in a good way. In a good way.
In the best way.
In the best way possible.
Tragos Amargos is a Paisa Music Review podcast hosted by comedian Jerry Garcia, where him and co-host Fern Rodriguez, a.k.a. El Chaton, fangirl out about their favorite Paisa music artists. Check out season one of Tragos Amargos and find episodes on Ramon Ayala, Tigres del Norte, Chente, Juan Gabriel, and more. Brought to you by Fodongo and Wet Carnitas, in collaboration with Migrito Industries. Find Tragos Amargos on all platforms. Watch the video version on youtube.com/comedian Jerry G.
Uh-oh. You hear that?
Are you serious, Doc? Bro, come on. You're kidding me, Doc. You just throw a curveball at me right now, fool? Dog.
Yes, sir.
Are you serious, Doc?
Yes, we are. We're doing this.
Tragos Amargos podcast. Guess what, Doc? These fools just did a little last switcheroo on me. I thought we were doing Los Caminantes.
No, sorry.
Dog.
That's just boring, Doc.
We're doing La Reina de las Bandas, Tragos Amargos, season two.
You fucked it
la
up again.
Diva. It doesn't matter.
La Reina diva. De la Banda.
La Diva.
La Diva, fool.
No, wait.
Your deep dives are very shallow today.
I'm just getting my notes here.
You got no.
Oh,
notes.
La Diva de la Banda.
The Banda.
The Banda. La Diva de la Banda, la primera dama del corrido, la señorita, que Dios descanse, en Dios descanse. Jenny Rivera. Looks like once again I got outvoted. And,
yes, 2-1.
Wait, can y'all see the zoom? Just to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Look at these.
Look at
these. Chacalosas. Bro.
Dude, this is tight as fuck. Come on.
Look at it's all a these. Great video. I used to love watching this video, dude. It was funny,
This is like her homegirls having fun.
Where are these women
Where
now?
Are they? 20 years.
Jesus
20 plus Christ. Years. They're like on, they're oh featured on Foo's Gone Wild like every other week.
Damn.
On a sick one, huh?
Dude, that's cool that they rep weed like that.
This was early stages of it being out like that.
That's sick.
That's crazy.
So remember to follow us on YouTube or check us out on YouTube. We're watching videos and stuff with Jerry commenting. YouTube.com/comedianJerryG.
We are listening to Jenny Rivera, Las Malandrinas, Doc, as we kick off this episode, bro. I'm excited. A little. Yes. You know what? There's so much to unwrap here. Is what I'm excited about. There's a lot to uncover, a lot to talk about. Obviously, we lose a legend in 2012.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
At the age of 43 years old, Ms. Jenny Rivera was born in 1969. Giggity, giggity. and we lose her at the young age of 40. That's where I'm at right now, bro.
43.
She's literally around 10 years younger than me, dog. So,
correct.
Yeah, bro.
Older than you, but yeah,
older than me. Chulada de vieja, güey. Obviously, she had a trajectory that still lives on. She's a trendsetter. She's did a lot of great things for music in a short period of time.
Correct.
With all that said, I wasn't the biggest fan. I was a casual listener
okay.
of Jenny Rivera. Obviously, she was banging in all the nightclubs. She was banging on the radio all over the place. Yeah. Like, it was getting a little annoying, you know, but hey, you know what? I still listened to it when it was around. I got to give her props. Of course, I'm going to talk shit. Of course, I'm going to push back a little bit, dog. Yeah. Of course. I'm not the biggest Jenny Rivera fan. I'm not going to be here and pose for you guys, dog. I'm not, dog. But I do give her the props where she deserves it, dog. She did a lot of great things for music, for the culture, for Los Angeles, for Long Beach specifically, dog.
Yes, yes.
For women and entirely, dog. She did a lot of women empowerment. Shit. Women empowerment shit. But, yeah, but what I do appreciate
that's why
in
Jerry
her
doesn't
own
like
way.
It.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
Ding.
Which is where she loses me. But watching videos such as this one, as Malandrinas, is a very, you could see why she was so beloved by women in particular, and then why men pretty much respected her, dog, what she was doing, what she meant to everybody in this music genre.
Were you more of a Lupillo fan than Jenny, or was it more than, like, no?
Neither, dog. Hey. I've got a couple of stories to share. I know I've shared, I think, a couple in my podcast about Lupillo. I've met I met Jenny Rivera. I met her. I met her at Rodeo. We'll talk a little bit about that.
Nice.
I met Lupillo Rivera in La Pacific.
Oh, wow.
I met him in La Pacific.
That's down the street, right?
Yep. Yeah. I met Juan Rivera at Doubles Burgers in Paramount.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shout out Doubles.
And I met Pedro Rivera.
Pedro.
No, the dad.
Pedro.
Pedro?
Yeah.
The dad. Pedro Rivera, I met him in Miami.
Mr. 305.
At a hotel that we're staying at, the same hotel, fool.
Nice.
So, pa' que digan, pa' que vean, pa' que vean. So
you got the Thanos of the Riveras.
I've never met Chiquis. I had a crush on Chiquis for a little bit.
Chiquis. But
she's got a little annoying to me. But she's pretty hot, fool.
Yeah, she is.
Freaking hot, dog. We'll talk about the whole Rivera dynasty, dog. Like I said, there's a lot to uncover with this. But at the end of the day, we want to give Jenny Rivera her flowers that she very much deserves, dog. She really does. This is going to be a good one for. I mean, she ain't no Selena, dog. But she's definitely deserving of an episode for sure, dog.
For sure.
What do you know about Jenny Rivera, Mr. Sammy? Producer Sammy? Oh, I'm sorry, once again, we got Chaton here, Bernie.
What's up?
Just giving us the insides, bro. Just knocking knowledge, fool. Spitting fire and facts at us, fool.
Oh, yo.
This guy right here, this guy right here knows his shit, dog, for sure.
I'm
very impressed with you, fool. You come in prepared, dog.
I try.
You deep dive, you definitely. I'm shallow. I just put my feet in the water. You go hard, fool.
Yeah, I like music, so I enjoy all this stuff. I enjoy the research. I enjoy knowing a little bit more about artists that I, like you, I feel that, yes, it was around us.
Mm-hmm.
It was always around us, and a lot of people did listen to it near here. But to say a fan, no. Just as well as you. But yeah, she has a very strong story, a very difficult one, mm-hmm. where there's a lot of scandal in her life.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tragedy.
Sex tapes.
Yeah, there you go. We'll get into that, Sammy. Slow down.
Relax, Sammy.
Jesus.
Sammy misses his girlfriend, dog. He's been here for 2 weeks already.
Sammy, Jesus.
he's been staying in my house for 2 weeks. It's all testosterone here, dog. No women in the house, fool. So he's definitely missing home right now.
Yeah. I'm riled up. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, she has a very interesting story. There's a lot to handle for just one person. And we'll get into all that stuff right now.
Yes, I mean, bro, she's done reality shows. She's obviously has documentaries, a series of Jenny Rivera, which I haven't seen any of that stuff. Not that way.
Did you watch the sex tape, Jerry? Did you even?
Recently, just a few minutes ago, right before we started kicked off. I appreciate you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome for the link.
Yes. I had never seen a sex tape before. I didn't even know she had one.
I got it queued up right here. You ready?
We're not being monetized anyway. Yeah.
We're hosting this episode on X Videos.
Yeah, pretty much. Right.
shout out to our sponsor, X Videos.
Yeah, good thing we're on OnlyFans this week.
Yeah, are there dudes that like Jenny Rivera?
That's
like
a
her
good
music?
Question, Sammy.
Because I think y'all are saying, she's a dope ass figure in Southern California and just in wherever. But the music itself is like, if you're like a straight dude, you don't necessarily slap it, you know. And I listen to it. I think it's funny. I think it's dope. But I wouldn't ride around and slap it. I have a friend
who's a big Jenny Rivera fan.
What?
And he's like straight man, straight everything, you know, hardcore dude.
What?
And he's like, it's just the music's down. He always says that's down music. I'm not going to say his name, you know, just for safety reasons.
Yeah.
So David, you're fine. Your name won't get out. You're fine here. This is a safe space. But yeah, he's a big fan. My girl always tells me, like, because he's our mutual friend, and he's always, like, known to be a big Jenny fan. Which is, yeah, it's crazy.
And he's single or married? What is this?
Single guy now.
Yeah, of course.
But no, well, like, he gets around. My boy gets around.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Because he likes Jenny Rivera, dude.
There you go. I think that's his way in with the ladies.
Yes.
He's bumping Jenny and then...
That's one way.
Gets in there.
Huh.
Because, the songs are funny as fuck and they're cool, but they're, you know.
Yeah, but she has, like, very...
I don't know her.
You would
her
never, ever, ever catch me bumping Jenny. Like, not like that. Now,
not like
in
bumping,
my shuffle, she might pop up in the shuffle.
Yes, yes.
And I'll listen to it, but I'll probably lower the volume.
In your car.
Yeah. Probably lower the volume, but I'll leave it on.
Okay.
But I would never be like, oh, check this out, fool.
Like,
oh,
bump roll this down shit. The windows no, and no, broke bass.
And nothing against that. It's just, again, not my taste.
It's not your thing.
It's not my taste, fool.
It's not your thing.
You know?
Imagine you're riding around blasting it.
Imagine, Las Malandrinas. We should do that just as a gimmick. as a joke, we should do that, fool.
Be out there like
damn. That. Note to self.
Blazing it.
Future Sam, skit.
You want to smoke up?
Yeah,
La Malandrina.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that song on a reel, fool. Next flyer I have with like those Toxicos.
That'd be good.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right. So let's get into some not so deep dives.
Yes.
From Jenny Bell. These are basically things that a lot of people may know already, dog. All right, so we're just gonna share some fun facts.
But when you say it, it's hilarious.
Well, when I say it, it sounds like it's important. But people like, bitch, I knew that he's from Long Beach. I knew that. Probably you didn't know her name. Real name is Dolores Janie Rivera Savadera, dog. That was a real, true, given name, dog. So you didn't know that, motherfuckers.
Wow. All right. Janie? Anyways, what the fuck is that Mexican name?
Jenny. You probably just don't know how.
Oh,
to spell
it's probably Jenny incorrectly.
Yeah, Jenny.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
Come on, man.
All right. She also attended Pauly High in Long Beach, California. Went to Pauly High?
Who, Sammy? Jerry?
Sammy?
Who, Jerry?
Snoop Doggy Dog, Mr. Snoop Dogg himself.
Yes.
By the way, they're about the same age.
Yeah, there are 2-year difference. Jenny's 2 years older than Snoop.
No shit.
Yeah, 2 years older.
So she would have, because she would have been 54. So
probably, let's say if she was a junior, he was a freshman kind of thing.
Yeah. I think, didn't Cameron Diaz go there too?
Cameron Diaz went to Long Beach.
Cameron Diaz went to Long Beach? Pauly?
Yes, sir.
Allegedly,
and she's around the same age?
Yeah. Correct.
Interesting.
That's a good batch of people right there.
Yeah, dude. Imagine.
What type of Latina is Cameron Diaz?
She's Cuban.
Oh.
Yes.
Full Cuban?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She's another Jerry.
I've never heard her speak Spanish ever.
Yeah. Mm. She's another white Tina, dude.
She is a white Tina. I thought she was more white than Tina. All right, okay, fun facts.
Very fun
facts. So, do you think Snoop and her like hung out and shit, fool? Maybe split a little gin and juice or some shit, though?
I don't know.
He's actually Cheeky's dad.
Oh, shit.
You know, Jenny got pregnant at 15.
And
she had to leave school at that time. So,
she was homeschooled.
Yeah. No,
continuation school.
Continuation school.
That's different.
Yes, the side school.
Different. The little school, the little tennis, the bungalow.
Yes, the bungalows on the side. But she was a valedictorian.
Who's her first baby daddy, bro?
No
se sabe?
No, his name is Trinidad Marin.
Ooh.
But that guy got into some trouble. He sexually abused Cheeky's daughter and Jenny's sister.
His own daughter?
His own daughter. And he got 31 years
for it. Wait, you said Cheeky's daughter?
Well, no, Cheeky's. No. Cheeky's.
You said Cheeky's daughter.
No, her daughter, Cheeky's.
Okay.
Yeah. He sexually abused her. Yeah, man.
Way to bring it down.
Yeah, bro. I knew that. No más es un pendejo. I did kind of know that, but I didn't. Hey, fuck, dog. For some reason, I thought this was going on like later, like when she was like, I'm not saying this better is good or not, but like maybe 16, 17, 18, that range.
I don't know the age where he was doing it at. I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
My dive was not shallow, but I didn't want to go into it's fucked up.
Go to child porn and shit.
That's enough.
Rabbit hole.
I don't want to see all that stuff, so yeah.
No, I get you, bro. I get you. No,
but he's in prison, right?
He's 31
years. Now, she was 15, right?
Yeah.
So obviously, was he older? Like a lot older?
Yes,
so maybe we already saw these red flags of him liking young girls?
Correct.
Definitely.
Yeah, I didn't know much about that.
Yeah, dude.
So that was her first husband. I just heard about that.
She's been married 3 times. So her first husband is Trinidad Marin. Second husband is Juan Lopez, I believe.
Juan Lopez. That's another motherfucker, right?
Yeah. That one. Let me double check.
I think that's the guy I met.
Right? Oh, that's the one you were telling me.
Yeah. So I used to, for those of you who don't know, I talk about it in my own podcast, but I used to host poker games in my house. I did that for a long time, for a good 4 or 5 years.
Illegal poker games.
It was all legal.
In my house.
For the record, it was perfectly legal.
So my kids were born in 2006 and 2008. So I stopped around 2012, fool.
I was thought you were going to say 20. What the fuck?
And I started coming in 2009. Mm. That's the reason I stopped doing it was because of my comedy, fool, once I started getting busy with comedy. But from 2006 to 2011... I ran a 5-year illegal poker game in my house.
Legal. No money involved.
Yeah. So a bunch of strangers used to show up to my house from all over Los Angeles, bro. Far from the Valley, it was from Ontario.
Oh, wow.
All the way to Huntington Park, Riverside, San Fernando, Van Nuys, way, Pacoima, downtown, venían chinitos, way, morenitos.
Oh, I thought it was just paisa food.
No, venían de todo, way. It started like building. Ew. Like, there was a time where I had over 40 people in my garage, bro.
Oh, wow. No way.
Over 40 people, man, fucking there, dog, in my backyard, fool. It just became a thing.
Yeah.
It just, everyone just started spreading the word. Like, there's a dope hope, and I used to host this. And I used to make money, bro. It was me and the homie. Shout out to.
Don't Eric put his name out there.
Okay. Big Al.
Big Al and Big E.
Steve. Yeah, you meant to say Steve Martinez, right?
Well, we all ran it together.
Hey, Stanley, I remember that.
We all ran it together, dog. Nickname,
Stanley, yeah.
And we were making money. I had all kinds of people come to my house, fool. I still run into them at shows, like, hey, we used to come to your house, bro. This and that. Anyways, within these group of people, he was one of them.
Juan.
El Compita. Juan was one of them. I didn't know who he was. And then he just wore a chain with a number 5 on it, right? And then motherfuckers would be like, oh, es el ex de Jenny Rivera. Oh, es el ex de Jenny Rivera.
El Cinco?
Es el Cinco.
Oh.
Es el ex de Jenny Rivera. And, you know, he had, like, fucking bracelets on and shit, jewelry, all mamado and shit, you know, looking all hot. And so,
anyway, this guy right here, I don't know if you can see the zoom.
Pause.
Yeah. I believe we're talking about the same person.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember his real name. I'm not going to sit here and lie. Mm. I remember people called him El Cinco, and El Cinco, El Cinco. And so, and everyone said, oh, yeah, that's Jenny's ex, bro. That's Jenny's ex.
He looks like the kind of dude that Jenny would be with.
He went to jail for...
Oh, sorry, here. From illegal gambling?
You got the illegal part right.
Yeah, he went to jail for drug smuggling and died in jail.
Ay, caron.
So, are the Riveras known for being involved in that shit or what?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I'm sure if they are, there's not much about it.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't. I've never heard anything, so I'm not gonna be out here.
Yeah, like
saying shit.
I didn't deep dive in that either.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Get him.
No, their thing was music, producing, and they're their thing, bro. I mean, they're not the best singers in the world, obviously, but apparently, Jenny Rivera wrote music too.
Yeah, she wrote a lot of music.
I didn't know that.
She wrote a lot of her own hits. One of them, with the Ovarios one.
First of all, I wouldn't be proud of some of those songs, but second of all, that's crazy.
Cut it out, fool.
Yeah, for real.
They're good. They're good.
Yeah, all your bits are fucking 100.
No, yeah, she has a few hits of hers. Let me see where I got.
Bro, I'm looking at some of these notes you guys wrote, man. Holy shit, this chick, man. Are they going to make a movie about her? I mean, there's already a documentary.
So.
I've never saw the series, but I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, same thing. It's pretty in-depth because she does have a very interesting story. There's a lot of highs, a lot of lows in all her life. So it's bound to be a movie for all this stuff, too.
Who would play her? Who would y'all want to play?
Carol G.
Really?
No.
I don't know. It's going to be like a nobody chick, fool. Like, it's going to be somebody
An unknown, not a nobody fool. Yeah, nobody.
But I love to play...
I can't think of anyone right now.
I love to play Esteban Loaiza, her third husband. Because I forget to sleep with her and Chiquis. Love
Those are rumors.
Bastard.
Those are rumors.
Ex-Dodger, too. He was an ex-Dodger.
He was an ex-Dodger.
Yeah.
You
hung out? You ever hung out with him?
No, I didn't. No? I never know.
Huh.
No.
Interesting. Wink twice.
Wait, so is
wink
that,
twice.
Is
no.
Is that story legit or no? What? The one about
there's video
Chiquis.
Camera. There's Ring video footage.
Ring?
No, there's video footage of Jenny. She has video of him stealing from her safe. But
there's no video of him sneaking into her bedroom? There was.
Not sneaking into it, but I don't know. I didn't want to get
not
into that.
Not sneaking into it, like he was invited in there.
But those are all rumors. But at the same time, how?
I thought they were confirmed.
No.
I thought they had a fallout.
Well, they had
they
a fallout.
They weren't talking when she passed away.
Correct.
Chiquis and her
What's
were her not.
Name? What's his name again?
Esteban Loaiza. Esteban Loaiza.
Yeah. Ex-Dodger.
And he went to jail too. The trifecta of jail.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. Oh, three of our husbands been to jail.
Yeah.
Damn.
Were either in jail, died in jail, or went to jail.
That's a different type of black widow. She's a brown widow. That's a brown widow right there, dog.
Yeah. Esteban Loaiza went to jail at least a few years ago for drug smuggling. He got caught.
So she has a type, basically.
She yeah. does.
He had a gambling problem, Jerry. I think he was in one of your tables.
I wish he did. He would have been very much invited. Esteban Loaiza did not come to my house. I can't confirm that. But a lot of people did come and go. A lot of crazy people you wouldn't imagine from.
I don't want to imagine.
We've had a few women come play
really?
Poker, dog. You know, it took a lot of arm twisting for me to allow them to come in. But we let them. I'm like, women playing poker? I don't know if that's a thing.
Did she come to clean, Jerry?
Yeah. Did she come for tips? She come to bartend? A massage? She's a massage chick?
Massage.
All right, so now we got to get into exactly who Jenny Rivera, the artist, is, how she came this far, what she accomplished, what started it off for her, dog, and why, first of all, why she did this. Anyways, I'm kidding. So obviously she comes from a Rivera dynasty, a family business in music. Started out by her father, Pedro Rivera.
Yep.
He was also a singer himself.
Yes.
Not a very good one.
Yes, struggling.
Singer. The trend seemed to have followed his family with not a very good singer.
Yeah.
But he became a producer.
Yes.
Right? He starts making music.
A record label. Correct.
So, which is why, what is a record label called?
Disquera.
I got the name. I was
it's
like,
on there. Cintas Actuario or something like that. Cintas.
Aquario? No, Aquario.
Yeah. Cintas Aquario.
Oh, that's them?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're them, and then so that's Mr. Pedro Rivera, who I actually got to meet also.
Okay, yes. Here we go.
Yeah, let me tell you. Please. I got to meet Pedro Rivera. When did she pass away?
2012. End of 2012.
Okay. I met him the week after, fool. After she passed away. December, or that same week that she passed away. It might have been December 12th, 13th, por ahí. So básicamente, durante ese mismo tiempo, I was in Miami performing at the Improv, opening for Jeff Garcia. So we were there for the weekend, dog, that weekend. Obviously, Jenny Rivera had passed away. We're staying at this hotel in Miami that turns out to be the same hotel where Sábado Gigante guests stay.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there's all these, like, models, there's chicks. It's a very fancy hotel in Miami. And so we're staying there. We're in the lobby. Me and Jeff, we're in the lobby and whatever. And I see Pedro Rivera, dog. With his handler, with his people. And so I tell Jeff, hey, bro, that's Jenny Rivera's dad, bro. And we're like, dude, that's weird. Like, he's on vacation right now. Like,
his daughter just died
like 2 days ago. But then I kind of put it together. I think someone there told us, like, in the lobby, like, oh, he's going to be on Sábado Gigante. So this has to be Friday. So he's going to be there Saturday the next day.
Sábado Gigante.
Whenever the fuck they film it, dog, right?
Mind blown.
Right? So then someone tells us, oh, yeah, he's going to be a guest on Sábado Gigante. He's going to have his first interview since the accident. Don Francisco was the first one to interview him. Anyways, I go up to Mr. I have that picture somewhere. I should have gave it to you, bro. Maybe I can look for it later. It's on my Facebook, bro. It's on my Facebook. So I go up to Pedro Rivera. I go, hey, mis pésamos. I did. I went up to him. Mis pésamos. Estamos, you know, whatever. I forgot what I said, but I said it, right? Mis pésamos y la chingada. The handler spoke English.
I'm the biggest fan. I was the biggest fan.
I think I did say that.
I miss your daughter.
I think I will be missed. I have all her albums. Something in that area, I did say.
Yo soy malandrina.
Can you rewind that part where he says, I'm not a poser?
Yeah. I'm an honorary malandrino, I told her. I did go up to him and tell him, I gave him my pesamos. And then the handler, who's a real cool guy, we're still friends on Facebook, the handler. And I, And then that fool's all like, oh, man, thank you, bro. Like, he said, thank you, man, whatever.
Thank you.
No, he was actually really cool.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, right? No, al contrario. Both of them, very nice.
Yeah.
Both of them. I don't know, we got them in a good place and a good time. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it was a great moment in their life.
Yeah, right? I don't know how joyful he was. But the dad said, gracias, muchas gracias. And then I said, I did tell him, I'm actually performing at the Maya Improv. If you guys want to come hang out, I'll get you guys tickets. Le dije, and that guy in English, I told him. Because I told a guy in English, I'm actually from LA, bro. I'm actually out here. He's like, oh, no way, dude, for real. Like, yeah, I'm actually performing at the Maya Improv. And the guy's like, oh, that's dope, bro. That's cool, man. And I'm like, yeah, if you guys want tickets, man, I don't know, maybe not get a good time.
Hang out.
Maybe it's a good time for you to come out for a laugh, you know? He's like, oh, yeah, man, thank you, appreciate you, bro, appreciate you, this and that. And then we looked at each other on Facebook, we became friends. Took a picture with Mr. Jan Sebastian.
No.
Jan Sebastian.
What Pedro the Rivera. He kind of looks like him.
A little bit, right?
No.
I took a picture with Señor Pedro Rivera, and he was the nicest dude, despite what he was going through at the time. it was literally, and then I, yeah, and sure enough, he was on Sábado Gigante the next day or whatever, which is pretty cool. So
yeah, that's a nice story, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
I was trying to push my merch.
I was trying to find, I was trying to Google Pedro Rivera and Jerry Garcia comedy, but
no salió.
No, no, nothing's coming. Sorry. Out. There's a picture of Jesus Sepúlveda.
With Pedro Rivera?
No, it's just like a random photo.
Oh, that's funny. Oh,
God. Yeah. He's I mean, if I can find it, fool, but yeah, I forgot to look it up. Yeah, go ahead, fool.
Nice. So yeah, like you're saying, he's a actor trying to get into the mix, and then it sounds, was he like a show dad kind of shit where he started getting his kids into this shit? And
I think he did push them. I think, well, how many kids are singers?
Gustavo,
Lupillo, Juan, and Jenny.
Yeah.
Five
Gustavo,
out of the six.
Gustavo, I never heard of Gustavo.
Gustavo was one of the ones that...
There is a Gustavo out there somewhere.
Yeah, Gustavo though. Rivera. Yeah. He tried, I guess, but he had a few albums. I don't know if he had major success. Juan followed Jenny pretty much. He was like... Early on, he was Jenny's handler in a way. Mm-hmm. He took care of all her stuff, and I think Jenny was sort of like grooming him, showing him the business.
Interesting word. Okay.
In the business.
I'm kidding. I'm
Jesus,
kidding.
Sammy's in the gutter all day today.
Telling you, dude, Jerry's right. I'm
been a long week, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Week.
Here are the brothers right here. Sorry, I got a thing on the Zoom.
You got him?
Yeah.
I don't know if Gustavo had a major success, but he did try. He was out there.
I kind of want to listen to one of his songs just for the fuck of it. Hold on. Keep going, though. Yeah.
Who's that? Well, Lupillo, of course, major success. Mm-hmm. Juan followed Jenny because in early on stages, Juan was pretty much like Jenny's handler. And Jenny was sort of like grooming him into the business and showing him how it works, how...
Grooming him?
Yes, grooming him.
So this is him right here, right?
This one is Gustavo, yeah.
The production is significantly better than the Malandrina's one, but...
And this, yeah.
Is my mic on?
I don't know shit about banda, but part of it is just swag, right? So much of it is just like how much
drinking,
swag
the culture, yeah.
And not so much like the how good of a singer you are necessarily.
No, yeah, I don't.
Is Julio Preciado considered a good singer?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So he knows how to sing over this kind of music.
Yeah.
And
no, he has a swag as well.
You know what? Julio Preciado's voice was his swag.
Interesting.
He was a big jolly guy.
Yeah, big dude.
But he didn't need to be like out there doing moves.
I think I prefer that. I think I'm a Julio Preciado type.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
It's a voice that you're like, oh, wow, that's very...
That's tight.
Over... Not overwhelming, but over like you're attentive to it.
Okay,
because it's so good.
That's sick. And these guys are just kind of just trying to swag out.
I think it's it could. I don't know. It's so much swag. I think it's more like let's try this. My dad is in this business. Let's try this. And your dad is pushing you into it.
Do you think they consider themselves good singers or what?
I think some of them do.
Really?
I think they like. Oh, they hear themselves. They're like, "Yeah, this sounds good. Why wouldn't they?"
Jerry listens back to his podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Jerry thinks he sings good in the shower.
Hey, that's why we're doing this shit, right? Okay. I found a picture, dog.
Oh, did you really
found the picture? No, I'm sending it to you guys right now.
That's funny. Because this isn't terrible, but so much of it has to do with the production is good, the video is good. And as long as the image is good enough,
I feel like their voice is more like, I'm trying to sing. Like, it's like very...
That's hilarious.
Hey, I was off on that date, though, bro.
The date
was actually a month later.
Oh, a month later.
Yeah, January 24th.
Okay. I was like...
January
24th.
I would think he would be like at the site or with the family.
I remember it was very soon.
Like, you were like 5 hours after the news broke.
Who wants my interview?
He was coming from the burial. I remember it was very soon after. Like, it was like right there. And like, I felt like it was... You think things are like, oh, it just happened kind of shit. So it was January 24th.
So it was already like a month and a half. Yeah. 2 months almost, Crazy.
You're going to put up the picture, fool?
I'm waiting for it.
I also had I met Jenny Rivera also. I had a picture with Jenny Rivera. That's nowhere to be found because I took that one on a flip phone. Yeah. I took that phone, that picture on a flip phone at El Rodeo nightclub, bro. Mm. So we're at the Rodeo nightclub, dog.
R.I.P. And, another R.I.P.
Also R.I.P.
R.I.P.
So that time I was doing stand-up comedy at Rodeo is a huge nightclub that had us rest in peace. Also, was a huge nightclub that had a small side room, which was like a restaurant.
Something with a number, right?
Club 58. Bar 58. So it was Bar 58. Was right next, part of the building, same of the building, but that's like the restaurant side. Mm-hmm. And in that restaurant side, they used to have comedy night. And I used to obviously perform there. And so, una de esos días, la fecha, of course, I'm not quite the way, was obviously before.
Was it December 9th?
I got the picture of y'all. Was, of course, the quality is.
It was before December 9th. So we're performing, and I'm hanging outside with the comics. We're hanging outside the comics right there. We're near there is the artist entrance. And she got off her. She got off her like Hummer. It was. She got off the Hummer.
H2 Hummer.
Yeah, H2 Hummer. She jumped off the Hummy. Got off the Hummy and shit. Yeah. And I'm like, oh shit, Jenny Rivera. I forgot who I was with. And I was Jenny Rivera fool. And I ran into her. And I went, hey, what's up? I'm a big fan. I listen to all your music. I listen to all your songs, they're bangers. And she was the sweetest lady, man. Sweetest chick, bro, not gonna lie, bro. Oh, thank you so much, I appreciate it. Oh, and can I get a picture? Of course, of course. Took the fucking flip phone out, bro, got the star tick out. And this shit, and we took the quick little fucking selfie, bro. Her and I, cachete,
nice,
compa.
Nice.
She had the braids. She had the braids on, bro. Cachete, fool. Took the picture. It's a fucking photo. I don't know where that is, dog. I was really proud of that picture.
You gotta look for that SIM card.
I would show it to everybody, fool. Especially after she died, of course. I would show it to everybody. And biggest fan, dog. And she was a sweetheart as well, fool. So, Pedro.
Yeah.
Jenny. And we'll get, I got a couple more.
Oh, really?
I met Lupeo Rivera when Lupeo Rivera was in shit. Which was like in 2018. Anyways.
Just you and him together.
That's funny.
All right, let's stay on track here. Okay, anyways, so I met her, beautiful girl. But let's go back. So there's a dynasty. It's a correct family business.
Yes.
Right? They're all singers, so-called, right? So all singers.
They're singers.
And Lupillo is probably the first one that takes off.
Yes.
Right? Hits it big.
Yes.
Más o menos, I met Lupillo.
Yes.
I can't remember the year it was, but it was before I was a comedian. So this had to be the mid-2000s.
Okay.
Five, six.
Mm-hmm.
So I meet this guy in La Pacific.
Oh. Right?
So in La Pacific, they had a bunch of little record stores. Remember?
Yes.
No longer there.
Yeah.
Había una, el Prajín.
Prajín,
but the little one. The one on Pacific.
The one where the
you know
the
they Colombian? Moved, then they moved to...
Yeah. But it's now the Colombian Faja place.
Something like that, bro.
Yeah.
But it was a little
shout
hole
out
in the wall.
Colombian Faja place.
It was one of those hole future in the wall sponsor ones, fool.
Yeah. It's the one in the corner on 58. 58
no,
in Pacific.
But that's now.
No. That's on 56.
Compa, I'm talking about like Pacific.
Oh,
like
between
Zoe and Saturn.
Got you.
It was one of those. So maybe it wasn't Prajín. Maybe it was another one.
With little baby ones, yeah.
Little baby, like little hole-in-the-wall shops.
Correct.
So I just happened to go in there with my homie Eric. Eric could tell you we were together. So we walk in together at the time to buy a CD.
Yeah.
So we're CD shopping or whatever the fuck, right? So ahí está pinche Lupillo Rivera. With a little table. Setting up the table.
Oh.
In the back of the fucking store. In the back of the store. He's setting up the table. He has calendars. He has CDs, tapes, posters, pictures. He's setting this shit up. No one's there, fool. No one gives a fuck.
Is it around this arrow right here on the Zoom, kind of?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, like this.
Okay.
Exactly, fool. He looked just like that, fool. And so we walk in there. My homie does recognize him. Eric's more into paisa music.
Yeah.
He's into it. So he's like, oh, fool. I think maybe he didn't recognize right away, but he saw his poster. He goes, oh shit, that's Lupillo Rivera, dog. I'm like, what the fuck is that? He's like,
don't you know how to read? It says Lupillo Rivera.
And then Lupillo Rivera says, I'm standing right here. I'm literally right here. I can hear you guys. Right? And so, sure enough, and Eric's like, oh, nah, this fool's dope, fool. He's badass.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool. But we're there for like a good 10, 15 minutes. Not one person showed up. Maybe two or three. So people are showing up here and there, but no one really, right? And then I'm just like, fool, like, are you gonna buy a record, wey? Pobrecito, wey. Me estaban lastima, wey. Pobrecito, wey. And I'm like, I'm not gonna buy a record. I don't like that shit, fool. And I don't like that kind of, you know, I don't know who he is. Eric's like, I do like him, fool, but $15. It's like a long fool slide, dog. I get an autograph or something, a picture. He goes, he's charging for pictures, I think, fool. Like,
damn. Like, even at that point?
Yeah, like $5 or $10.
Though. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so anyways, we were there hanging out for a little bit, wasting time. And we went up to him, like, hey, fool, keep it up, dog. I'll give him the, keep it up, fool.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, thanks, guys. Thanks. In English. It kind of surprised me that he spoke English.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Because hey, wait. Looks like... I go, hey, sigle, wait, keep it up. I said, hey, sigle, wait, keep it up. I told him. He's like, oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it. And in English, I'm like, oh, shit. This guy fucking speaks English. Like, oh, shit.
Because by the look of him, it's questionable whether he knows English or not.
And then that's it. That was pretty much it. We just give him, like, hey, fool. You know, see you on top, fool.
Yeah. As he's looking down at you.
Yeah. Don't give up. Don't give up on your dream, man. I'm gonna be a comedian one day too. So trust me, fool. We'll be there, dog.
I don't know. And, just something about you tells me you're gonna make it.
Yeah, something about me. I think you're gonna make it, dog. You got that fucking just the way you put your hat sideways like that, fool. You put the tejana sideways, keep that up. No. How about this? You have to see tejana and straight, and I'm the one that adjusted it. I'm like, you know what?
Now you look good.
Now you're gonna be good. There you go.
You know what? Act drunk. Maybe it'll work for you.
Oh, yeah. What if you pretend to be drunk all the time, right? And just stop going to singing classes. Stop. You don't need singing classes, fool. Just act, pretend that you're drunk, put your hat on sideways, fool. Throw in a couple of English words between your fucking songs, Spanish songs. Bitch is gonna cook it. That's it. That's it. I'm out of here. Good luck with that.
You're owed some percentage, don't you think?
I think I do, fool. Yeah. I think I do.
Just that one interaction. Fuck, dude.
You're awesome, dude.
Yeah,
you're
an influencer.
Fucking awesome.
You run these streets.
Yeah, I remember leaving that store telling Eric, that fool's never gonna make it. The fool, pobrecito, way. Poor guy. Yeah, because you see how sad he was putting on his shit on his table, fool? Damn, fool.
So he was he's the older one that got famous first.
Do you think there was a sibling rivalry, Jerry, within them?
I never thought about it like that. I really thought they pulled for each other. Obviously, because I always saw it as like a Rivera dynasty, a family thing. Mm. But apparently there was, right? There was a little bit of glad. I never saw it. I never thought about that. I mean, Lupillo succeeded, and he has a sister. Why would he not want his sister to succeed? I don't see the rivalry. They're both different. Literally, like, they're different. They're appealing to a different audience. Women, men.
Yes.
The fuck? Right? Yeah. I don't understand that part.
There's enough
did
ears,
you just say
right?
The fuck is it? But now, during this research, we're finding out that there was some rivalry. There was some jealousy. There was a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I never
I think because, you know, Lupillo got here, and then Jenny got to where he was at, and went more,
way
you know?
More, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Jenny was a brand. She became
a phenomenon.
Very big thing because of the music she was playing, because it was a very male-dominant field, genre.
Especially banda, right?
Yeah, banda is male, only male, you know, and corridos especially.
Yeah.
Those are all males are the ones that are doing those. So she went into all that hard and succeeded. So, you know, in some way, the brother might feel some type of way not what, getting that success.
There's like, what, other dozens of other Lupillos type of artists
out there? Yeah, we talked about Original de la Sierra, Gamboa. We talked about
Chalino. That's right,
they're all in that little pocket of era right there. Same time coming up, Original de la Sierra was big for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
He was huge.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Jesse Morales?
Jesse Morales, yeah.
Jesse Morales.
He was part of that crew right there, fool. I think they did
that generation.
Together.
Yeah.
Wait, is it this guy? No. Did I look up something?
Yeah, wrong? This guy. Fool, this little wicked guy right there. Dog.
Yeah, dude.
Little Rob-looking ass motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. He was big. You know what? I have a story about him.
Time. I never met him.
No, I didn't know it was him. He was at the stadium going to sing the national anthem.
No
and
shit.
And he sang it in the style that he sings. Exactly.
It was bad.
It was not
How
good.
Did that not go viral?
It was, early 2000s when everybody... Flip phones are still
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was
that
bad.
That can't be good,
It
fool.
Wasn't good. It was not good. I'm pretty sure that PR person was either fired that day for that disaster.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah.
I can't find anything on YouTube. That's
no,
funny.
I'm pretty sure it won't come out.
Really?
Yeah, it was early 2000s.
They, all the footage.
Early 2000s.
But they probably recorded it, no?
Oh, of course. But
yeah, that's fucking funny.
Yeah, man. Let's get into the music,
you
dog.
Want to get into the music?
I think before that, let's just... quickly touch on maybe the sex tape real quick.
I know you've been holding on to that.
Jesus! You know what?
I know you've been holding on to that cock for a little bit.
I'm riled up.
I didn't know about the sex tape. I had no idea. Again, I don't pay attention to their like life like that. I wasn't a big fan fool, so I never watched her series. I never watched her reality show, which, you know, that was transcending itself.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She was trailblazer in that, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
It was horrible though, man. Just watching the trailers.
People loved it.
Oh.
Hold on, let's watch this, because I found this yesterday where she talks about it. But dude, she was funny as fuck, and this is the kind of shit that.
Is that the sex tape?
No. That is not the sex tape. But see, I think you had to roll with the punches already. And this was like the time where the Kim K came out with her sex tape, and now all of a sudden, like, sex tapes were a big thing right?
Yeah. Wait, whose came out first?
Kim's.
Really?
Okay. Excuse me, yeah, but I think that era of, sex tapes coming out.
Back then, it wasn't as common.
No, it wasn't. And I believe this one was stolen, too. And it's just crazy for that type of
shit to come out.
Publicity, yeah, and it's not good stuff. You have a family. You have to think about it, too. She is a person. She has a family. She has kids. And, like, you have to explain all that stuff to them, and it's crazy.
Yeah, well, here's a question for you guys. I know you guys are both very much in love with your ladies and stuff.
Thank you.
And so am I, dog. Yes. But would you hit this?
Jenny Rivera?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. She's thickeroni, dude.
See, wait.
The original.
Well, that's another thing, right? I mean, look at her right there.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like, dude, she's
But
fine.
That, at that time, she wasn't seen as, like, a hot girl or anything, you know?
By today's standards, she is. That's hilarious. Oh, yeah.
That's how she lives on, the Buchona life, fool.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
back then it was more like, you got to be really skinny.
Yeah.
You got to be like really white, like really kind of Jerry's favorite, white Tina. White Tina. The max. Mm-hmm.
The white Tina. Mm-hmm. White Tina Jerry's.
I like the Chola eyelashes, fool. I think that does it for me too, though.
Nah, dude, she's pretty.
I'm into Cholas, fool. Really,
I am. Like, your soft spot.
Did you find out who was the guy in the sex tape? Or is it a random dude? Lucky number.
I don't know.
Lucky number 14.
Your friend was what? El Cinco?
Yeah,
it was El Siete.
El Diecisiete. She just built a great relationship with her fan base, right? Her fan base adored her, were down for her.
I think the music was for a specific type of person, and it attracted.
They weren't exactly Swifties.
No,
right?
They would whip Swifties' ass.
Yeah, exactly.
They would stab Swifties.
The eyelashes would come off and shit. The nails. Yeah. What's up?
But she definitely had an audience that loved her and praised everything she did, dog. So that was pretty cool, man. That was pretty cool. I mean. Fool, malandrinas y que la chinga y las chacalosas, and it was just all fun and games, and people ate that shit up, bro. Tramp stamp heaven there, fool.
Malandrina in old English.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. Let's get into the music.
Let's get into the songs. Yeah.
Top five. All
right, go. Dude, I had a really hard time finding five
Stop
songs,
it,
dog.
You know all these songs. Oh. You're a mean Jenny fan, fool. Just say the truth.
I get it. Missy, my top five. We got Basta Ya. De Contrabando. That's my favorite.
That's good.
Pero amame. John Sebastian song. That's a John Sebastian song. Mm. Las Malandrinas, of course. Ya Lo Sé. Y Taquito de Ojo.
Why Taquito de Ojo, Jim?
Taquito de Ojo, because it explains basically my life, fool. También, fool. I mean, it describes me and shit.
No, but who's the artist with them?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Aquit.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, Aquit. I forgot that's the name of the song. Aquit, fool.
Yeah.
So we get to bring Aquit back into the
season 15. Aquit, we're doing it.
Yeah.
This one's it, right?
Is this it? You look at the zoom. There's a video to it.
Oh, it's a video. Yes, I didn't even see the video, please.
Yes. YouTube.com/comedianJerryG.
So she did the rap kind of shit.
The hook.
Okay, tight.
Hold on. Mm. Wait till fucking Aquit comes in and fucking just destroys this shit.
Jerry, get the lyrics out, please.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Hold on. Rewind it.
That slaps, dude.
It does slap, bro. I mean, not.
Yeah, it's very kind of L.A. sounding. Dude, that shit's tight. Yeah, good for her, dude. That's dope.
All right, let me get the lyrics out, fool, because I will spit some fire right now, fool. Go ahead. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Ready? Here we go. coming up right here.
Me metí de todo. Debo decir algo. Desde muy joven me he pasado buscando. Lo dulce nunca lo dejo de pasar. Y las jainas me hacen hasta cantar. Lo que es verdad que me vuelvo loco y me hace sentir muy como un dios son las piernas, caderas y los labios. Y las brillantas se devuelvo de derecho. I don't know, I lost that flow, dog. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, dog.
This flow is too...
Me explota la cabeza. Tengo que pasar con mi nobleza. Quieres ser mi una vez quedarme encantados. Tu vato nunca se dará cuenta.
Dude, what she's wearing right here is like back in style, like this Y2K shit, like the early 2000s fashion.
Oh yeah,
fashion.
Kids love all this shit.
That's
dude.
Like that's how they're dressing now. Ah. So once again, trendsetter.
Me gustan las mexicanas güeras, casi sin ropa. See that fucking bar right there. Bar. El trasero de boom y los pechos de whoa. Come on, bro.
Dude, that lyric is funny as fuck.
Bars, fool. Fucking awkward, dog. Come on. I'm going to get you on this fucking show. I swear to God.
That'd be
gonna
sick, get you on dude. Pedestal, fool. That actually would be tight as
fuck. We're doing awkward, fool. I don't give a shit. I don't care if it's just a reel. TikTok reel.
All right. So, Fern, top five. Let's
oh,
get
top five. Yeah. My top five. ¿Qué me vas a dar? No llega al olvido. Querida socia. Ovarios. And La Gran Señora.
I don't know any of these. I have no idea what you're
saying. Stop it, Jerry. Stop it.
Damn. You know what?
Sammy, can you put Ovarios for me? This is, you talking about bars? These are bars.
Yeah,
bars.
Yeah, you're right. It's not
these
very popular.
These are bars.
It's not, he's right, dude. It's not very popular. It only has like 43 million views on
Thank
YouTube.
You.
On YouTube.
Thank you.
More like fichera bars.
These are bars, fool. She's throwing shots at somebody.
At who exactly, dog?
Man, no,
no, it's a girl.
Del mando.
I think she's trying to... I remember, I think it was Graciela Beltran.
Oh, shit. Yeah. She's from HP.
Correct.
Graciela Beltran's from HP.
Yeah.
She went to HP, right? Or Bell?
I don't remember. Yeah. Look.
Ingalme dando más fama, yo los miro de acá arriba. Literally.
Yeah.
Pobrecita, güey. Oh, did she know something we didn't know?
Stop. She knew her
Viendo
time.
Las jetas, la saliva están tirando, sigan poniéndome peros, sigan buscándome el clavo, búsquenle hasta que se encuentre. Los ovarios que me cargo.
That's
Bro,
so tight.
I just realized what ovarios means.
That's tight as fuck.
Oh my
dude.
God, her balls, her ovaries? Balls.
Her ovaries, her eggs, dick.
That's hard as fuck.
You ever been bitch slapped by ovaries?
Dude.
At the end of the track, she's like, oh, you thought I was gonna do it, biatch? She goes like that at the end.
In English?
In English.
Really?
Like, get to the end of the track? Like,
hold on, let me see. Grandotes.
Thought I wasn't biatch. That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. I've heard all this. Man. I just forgot, but I've heard
that's
this.
Dope. You were intimidated, good. So you.
That's who shot you, fool.
I was scared.
That's who shot you right
I
there.
I did go on
that's
the
hard, dude. That's a great pick, dude. Nice.
Yeah, Jerry's gonna bump that on his way home.
You know what? I kind of am, fool. I think he's going into my shuffle right now.
What you got next, Jerry?
Yeah.
I like the Contrabando, right? Like the ultimate side chick song. I love the pledge. My pledge to you is to shut my mouth up and don't tell anyone that we fucking.
Because
I know you're married.
Right here, God, Sammy. Bro. This is the Pledge of Allegiance to side chicks, watch. She's like this.
There's a video.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That energy, baby. That's what I need. Te prometo discreción ante la gente. Yes, sir.
Word?
Soy capaz de actuar indiferente si me hablan de ti.
With liberty for all.
Yes, sir.
One nation.
Esto no mancharte la camisa.
Hell yeah.
No pedirte más amor si estás deprisa, which I always am. I will understand you. But love me, motherfucker. Just love me. Just, even if it's just for a little bit. Every once in a while, please, love me. Hell yeah, look at fool. That. Know your role, and I love it. De vez en cuando, pero I'm a man. You know how hard it is to find a good side chick nowadays? Oh my God, I've looked up and down these cerros. I've looked in the highest valleys and the lowest of the lows. Ya no se dejan.
Oh God.
That's funny. This is good.
It's really good.
I
song.
Like that.
And this is a type. See, this is a type of audience that she was attracting.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Women that knew. She was considered
all the side chicks of the world.
La rebelde. She would call herself la rebelde.
Yeah.
So this is it. This is all the world that she was creating in a way, but also attracting.
That's really dope. Yeah. All the Sanchez of the world.
Yeah.
She knew her audience, bro. Yeah, and that's what I do appreciate about Jenny Rivera, bro, is that she was very comfortable in her skin, with herself. She led a fucking army of hoes out there in a good way. In a good way.
In the best way.
In the best way possible, bro. And someone has to. And someone has to do
it. They're all in line, at least. They're all straight.
Someone had to do it, bro. Yes. And she took that job on for everyone, bro. I mean, come on, dog. Yes.
Absolutely.
You were noticing earlier, Fernie, that she wears like baseball hats and shit.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
So she had that kind of swag, fool. And yep. She, again, we're talking about this is, 2010, 2008.
Yeah.
2007.
She's not the traditional Mexican woman.
Yeah, she would, she would wear fedoras a lot. Yeah. She would do that little style. And it caught on.
Her voice is not that bad.
No.
Yeah, it's not actually.
It's not bad. We talk shit a lot, but her voice is not bad, dog.
I think she had the best voice out of the whole.
I think so.
The whole family.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What you got next, or do you want me to get one?
Go ahead, fool. Because I only got a malandrina.
We'll stick to the theme. Querida socia. And look, this is the the fucking awesome intro. And the punchline in the whole song is pretty much like, oh, the wife, you wash the clothes, but I take the clothes off. Like, kind of shit.
Nice. Oh, I've heard that line.
I've heard this one.
Remember to watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/comedianJerryG. We're watching these videos along. She would have cornrows? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's when I met her. She had that on. When I took the selfie?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I said braids.
Oh my God!
What did it say, bitch?
Bitch, yes. She's wearing a... Did you see that, Jerry?
Yeah, the chain?
Yeah, the chain.
Who's a dude?
Just try some actor.
That's her husband, probably, right?
Looks like him. It looks like that Cinco guy.
Swag, dude.
El mismo hombre.
Whether you like it or not, we're sharing the same hand, bitch.
Even though you're marrying him, I'm still going to be around.
Yeah. Socia's her partner, right?
Yeah, Socia's her partner.
Very sexually progressive.
Yep. Con tu traje de novia, yo que me hago con la cama. That's a bar. That's a bar, bro.
Bars, fool. Pero yo se la
quito. Tell me that he's fucking dude. Bars, fool.
And that's why she got an episode of Tragos Amargos Season 2, dog.
Thank you very much.
For that scene. That bar right there. Yes. That bar was a tiebreaker right there, fool.
Song number 2 on Jerry's new playlist right
It's mine too, shit. It's funny as fuck.
I like the other song a little bit more, like beat-wise.
Yeah.
This one is cool, dog.
This one's good. Wait, should read some of the YouTube comments here. I'm curious what they say.
It's funny. Let me see here. Mientras más fuerte suena, más limpio queda la casa. Oh, shut up. Jenny sigue siendo... See, it's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yo no era de escuchar música mexicana, pero Jenny Rivera me tiene enamorada con su música. En pleno 2021, la música de Jenny Rivera sigue siendo tendencia porque, obvio, la diva de la banda nunca pasará de moda.
Damn.
Just bad love, bro. I mean, then no one's going to put nothing negative. Yeah. ¿Quién más vino a conocer
verdaderamente
a Juan? Admiro a esta mujer que triste la falleció. Aunque bla, bla. Pero mi música, la moda.
Cuando muere una dama.
And that song, let's leave us with that one, fool. We'll wrap it up with that song, fool. Guys, thank you. This has been an honor, bro, to do Jenny Rivera for real, bro. This is coming from a casual fan, so I'm keeping it real, dog. But, after learning her story, doing some research, watched some YouTube stuff about her, bro. Nothing but love and props for La Reina de la Banda.
The family.
Diva, fool.
La diva, diva de la banda, chingao. Fool. Mad love, fool. Jenny Rivera. Man, this has been a cool episode, actually, dog. Yeah. I didn't think I was going to have that much fun, fool. I was really lying to you guys up front. And I was putting on my best face here, but nah, this chick for real, dog. Mad love, fool. Hell to the whole Rivera dynasty.
Hell yeah.
Everybody. But great to represent Los Angeles, Long Beach in particular, from somebody from Huntington Park. I grew up with these motherfuckers, dog. I mean, anyway, we're all on the same age, all these fools, dog, you know?
That's
a few years older, obviously, straight but
up.
Still.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to leave you guys with this one. La, cuando muere una dama.
Isn't it crazy? Like, she dies and then she makes a song like this, and then she actually, like, fuck. That's fucking chilling, dude. That's crazy.
Una guerrera fuerte que por sus hijos luchó. Recuerden muy bien que en mi vida su madre no se rajó. Con la frente muy en alto, despedida con honor.
That was close.
Quiero mi grupo norteño, y que sea con todo loche, échense un trago por mí, y también un que troto toque, y sé que la fuerza del pueblo, la mujer de los huevotes, ovarios.
Ovarios.
Ovarios. Oviarotes, is that what you said?
Yeah. She dropped this song right before she passed away, too, no?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, did she know something, Jerry?
That's why I don't do no jokes about me dying, fool. Cause ta cabrón.
You got to do one about you having just a massive penis.
Yeah.
Because then it'll grow, fool.
It's too late for that, bro. All right, guys. Any final thoughts? A la señora, la gran señora.
This was good. This was good. I really enjoyed it, too.
I was in the same boat as Jerry. I wasn't sure how this was going to go, but she's dope as fuck, and her music is...
Great story. A lot of interesting topics in the story. Yes. And it's crazy how somebody that has gone through all this stuff and still managed to stay, like, afloat, because it could break you really bad if all the shit that happened, whether the sexual abuse to your kids, the sex tapes, all this shit, dude. Yeah. And she still a bunch of scandals, and she still managed to stay ahead afloat.
Definitely. Cool. Well, thank y'all for listening. That was Amargos. Check us out on youtube.com/comedianJerryG to watch the video. We've been watching the videos along with what we're talking about. Anything else, Jerry?
That's it, bro. Thanks for listening, bro. We're having a blast so far, man. We've shot a few episodes already, dog, and this is so far so good, dog. Hope you guys are enjoying them. Give us some feedback as well. Click subscribe, comments, and shit. All that stuff, bro. So that would be very helpful for us. And of course, share this motherfucker. Share this bitch. Please. We appreciate you guys. Thanks, man.
Cool. We'll catch you on the next one. Thank y'all. Late. Thank y'all for listening to Tragos Amargos podcast. We really appreciate the support. I'm realizing the end of these episodes are basically me apologizing for the shit that we say. This is a long list for this episode, so I appreciate y'all's patience. I think number one on the list is bringing up Acquit again. That kind of came out of nowhere. So I really apologize. Like, I know that we don't have the episodes lined up beforehand, and last week was Chalino, now it's this one, and it's Acquit again. So I promise no more Acquit for the existence of Tragos Amargos podcast. The other thing, as I listened back to the episode, is I didn't speak up about the reality TV show. I actually did. I have watched a good amount of episodes with my girlfriend, but I mean, if I'm being real with y'all, I was just kind of, you know, a little scared to bring it up in front of the guys. You know, I didn't want to, like, let them know that I had seen like 40 episodes of it. So the reality show is funny as fuck. It's very dramatic. It's very mid-2000s MTV kind of shit. But I mean, she just has such an awesome personality. She's just very likable. I definitely did watch the reality TV. It's worth watching. Other than that, Engage, shout out to motherfucking Huntington Park. Shout out to Jerry Fern, Maigrito, Austin Gardea, and we'll see you on the next week. We really appreciate the support. Peace.